almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. We hear from the 13th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles this morning, and again, this is almost the whole city gathered. I mean, imagine that, the whole city of Aurora, city of Naperville, gathering on Sunday morning. Paul and Barnabas and companions are still in Antioch, a continuation from the last couple days. I don't think the whole city gathered because they were bored, as they had nothing else to do. I don't think the whole city gathered because just all the stores were closed, there were no sporting events. I don't think the whole city gathered because it was a sense of obligation that they had. The whole city gathered because of what they heard the previous Sunday, or the previous Sabbath. The previous Sabbath, or what we heard the last couple days, was Paul proclaiming the good news, proclaiming the gospel. Their hearts must have been bouncing inside of hearing the gospel proclaimed, hearing that their life mattered, hearing that they were made for more, hearing that the Father did that for me, of sending his Son to die for me on the cross. And these are Gentiles, these are non-Jews who are hearing this for the first time, and their hearts just being like, wait, let me go back and hear this again. Let me bring someone with me. See, that's what all of our hearts are long for, is to be united with the Father. And in the gospel, we're in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John, which is Jesus' farewell discourse. This is him talking with the apostles at the Last Supper. And we have Philip just turn to Jesus and say, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for me. Like, show me the Father and I'll be satisfied. That's the cry of every human heart. Show me the Father. Show me that I'm enough. Show me that my life matters. Show me that the one who is the good shepherd has got my life in his hands. Help me to know that regardless of how life seems to be going, that someone's in control. Someone has a plan. Show me the Father. And Jesus' response here to Philip's question, his response is he talks about the union that he has with the Father. He says, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? He goes on, the Father who dwells in me. I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Over and over and over again, Jesus just keeps coming at Philip and saying, the Father and I are one. The Father lives in me. Philip, when you see me, you see the Father. Notice by the works that I do. So he's talking and he wants Philip to know of this, and he's describing just the Trinitarian love between the Father and the Son. And then he goes on to say, the next move that Jesus makes here is saying, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these because I am going to the Father. What's he pointing to? Sending the advocate. What does that point to? That we share in the Trinitarian love between now the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because of our baptism, we can say that Christ now lives in me. Jesus is hitting Philip over the head right here with this question of just the fact that him and the Father are one. And now he's coming around for us to see that because of our baptism, Christ lives in us. Trinitarian access that we have, access to the Father. And of course, the knee-jerk reaction that we have, the automatic kickback that is a temptation for us to have is, that sounds kind of much. I mean, what do you mean this, like, this union with the Father, that Christ lives in me? Like, do you know how messed up I am? Like, all this talk, maybe just kind of like, maybe this is for the advanced level Christianity. It's for those that are a little more progressed in the spiritual life. If we're baptized, Christ lives in us. That's a game changer if we really live in that reality. That throughout the day today, I can call to mind the fact, whatever's going on, maybe doubt or confusion, whatever it is, to stop and say, Christ lives in me. This coupled right off of what Jesus is telling Philip, that him and the Father are one. And so let's pause. Let's pause right now. Let us try to pause later on today and notice the cry of our heart. The cry to be known. The cry to know the Father. And when we notice the cry, the same cry that Philip had, the same cry that all those people in Antioch came, everyone in the city came to hear, they're noticing the cry to know the Father. And when we just stop and pause to notice the cry within us, let us remember that it is Christ that lives in us. And now we have this access to the Father, which we can't ever comprehend.